The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 23. Empowerment. Back in the late 1970s, I had an experience in journalism school that taught me the value of empowerment. In those days, producing a newspaper was a laborious process with many steps. One of the steps was turning stories written on a typewriting into typeset columns ready for layout. At our school, a woman named Doris operated the only typesetting machine on campus. To get a story typeset, you had to be nice to Doris because frankly she was nasty. Power had gone to her head. If she didn't like you, forget about meeting your deadline. She would either toss your story to the bottom of her inbox or deliberately pepper your story with typos. It was a nightmare. Fortunately for us journalism students and unfortunately for Doris, the advent of electronic publishing changed everything. Instead of sucking up to typesetters like Doris, we could bypass them altogether and create an entire publication ourselves from start to finish with no intermediaries. In journalism, as in many other fields, computers empowered us to take control of our destiny. Empowering your customers to take control of their destiny is another way you can create value in the 21st century marketplace. Instead of simply providing products and services, you can create wealth by empowering your customers to create their own products and do their own work. To illustrate this concept, imagine you're a mountain guide. There are two ways you can provide value to your customers. You can carry them to the top of the mountain, or you can empower them to climb it on their own. In the first scenario, you do all the work while the customer goes along for the ride. In the second scenario, the customer does most of the work but relies on you for your knowledge and support. My experience in the marketplace indicates that most customers prefer the latter scenario. They don't actually want you to do things for them. They would rather do things on their own with your assistance. That's because a person who accomplishes something on his or her own feels better about the result. They feel empowered. There are two primary ways to empower your customers. In the first case, the customer does everything on their own. That's why banks give you the capability to do your banking online or through an ATM, and why the oil companies get you to pump your own gas. Downloading work to the customer saves the company money and gives the customer a sense they are saving money too. It is the core strategy behind the success of IKEA, for example. Additionally, the do-it-yourself DIY revolution has reached into just about every sector of the economy. Home Depot empowers its customers to do their own renovations. Amazon Create eSpace helps authors publish their own books. And medical equipment companies enable people to take their own blood pressure, monitor their insulin levels, and perform a myriad of other health-related tests without the need to see a doctor. Advances in technology are fueling the DIY revolution. In their 2006 book Revolutionary Wealth, futurists Alvin and Heidi Toefler coined the term prosumers, people who act as both the producer and consumer of their own products and services. In the coming years, this trend will continue. Solar, wind, and hydrogen technology will empower householders to produce their own energy. 3D printers will empower prosumers to produce their own appliances, clothing, vehicles, and dwellings. Increasingly, you will also see individuals and communities producing and consuming their own food. The opportunity is for new factory thinkers to make money by empowering these prosumers with hardware, software, network communities, and access to an integrated selection of resources. The second empowerment strategy is to work in conjunction with your customer on a joint project. In this case, the customer still does most of the work, but you are actively involved. Acting as a coach, you guide the customer through a step-by-step process towards the achievement of a big goal. Along the way, you provide tools, offer advice, and encourage them to keep going. While they do most of the work, you are indispensable because they could never achieve the same results without your active involvement. Assuming the role of an empowerment coach fits into the worldview of new factory consumers. Anti-hierarchical and distrusting of authority, they don't want anyone to have power over them, whether it's an individual, a company, or the government. Rather, they want to be empowered and welcome anyone who will assist them in this regard. Let me give you a few examples of how this concept could play out in different industries and sectors. Healthcare, A new factory healthcare company guides its members through a step-by-step wellness program. It begins with a detailed audit of the member's current health. Together with the doctor/coach, the member develops a personalized health and wellness plan that integrates different elements such as traditional medicine, alternative medicine, nutrition, psychotherapy, and fitness. The member is responsible for implementing the plan and required to meet with the doctor/coach on a quarterly basis. At these review sessions, the member is held accountable for what they have and have not accomplished. Financial services. In a financial service old factory, the advisor develops a financial plan for the client and manages their investments. The advisor gets paid an investment management fee and/or earns commissions on the sale of financial products. In a financial service new factory, the advisor acts as a coach and leads a client through a transformation process. Instead of doing everything for the client, the financial coach empowers the client to achieve their financial objectives on their own. The member is given the knowledge and guidance to make the right investment decisions, choose the right insurance policies, stay within a personal budget, and keep track of their cash flow and net worth. In this way, the member takes responsibility for their financial well-being, while the financial coach acts as the catalyst. Architecture. An old factory architect does most of the work. She meets with a client and finds out what kind of house they want to build. Then she goes away and develops a blueprint. After several meetings with the client, the blueprint is finalized and building begins. A new factory architect, on the other hand, empowers clients to create their own blueprint. During a blueprint creation session, the architect/coach uses 3D software to help the client design their own house. Working together, the architect/coach and the client are able to quickly arrive at the desired blueprint, saving everyone time and effort. The client is also happier with the result because they have been an active participant in making it happen. Business management consulting. Old factory consultants provide their clients with advice. New factory consultants walk their clients through a step-by-step coaching process. For example, let's say you are an IT consultant. You begin by teaching your prospects about the transparent logistics solution, an IT model you created that helps companies develop supply chain information systems where data is collected and analyzed at every step of the process. By clearly communicating your anti-model and model, you convince a client to develop a transparent logistics system of this nature. As their coach, you give them the tools, strategies, and guidance needed to achieve the model. You also make them accountable during monthly progress sessions. Education. Old factory educators teach classes and courses on specific subjects. New factory educators coach students to achieve their academic and intellectual goals. They begin by helping students develop a vision for their future. They ask the student, "What do you want to learn and why? How do you want your education to form you as a person? What kind of career do you dream of?" The education coach then helps the student map out a long-term education plan and brings to their attention all of the available educational resources. Over many years, the education coach meets with the student to review their progress, readjust their plan, and present new educational resources that have come on board. In this way, the education coach acts as an objective, high-level academic advisor who ensures that the student makes the best use of the world's fragmented educational resources. The empowerment techniques used in these examples can be utilized with any kind of customer in any kind of industry or situation. The principles are the same. Instead of doing all of the mental and physical work for the customer, a new factory helps them think about the right things at the right time and take the required actions in the proper sequence. The empowerment coach also ensures that the customer stays on track and makes the best use of the available resources. It can be difficult to get your mind around the concept of empowerment value because in the old factory era, you got paid for your time and effort. The harder and longer you worked, the more money you made. But in the new factory era, you can make even more money by getting your customers to do most of the work. That's because the empowerment model yields better results. Less time is required and the customer gets emotional value from a feeling of personal accomplishment. So how can you empower your customers? How can you help them climb the mountain on their own? What resources, expertise, and support can you provide to guide them to the top?